Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up. Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Larry the Cat lives at number 10 Downing Street. He's in fact a stray cat that was adopted by the previous PMs as the UK's chief mouser.
Apparently. Wait, so this is like a national cat?
Well, yeah, it's kind of, it's been adopted. It
the now nation's
lives,
cat.
It now lives, you know, in the prime ministerial quarters.
Okay,
it's caused a stir yesterday. It took a lie down underneath the US president's car. Now, we're talking about the Beast, which is the $2 million armoured high-tech vehicle kitted out with bulletproof windows, puncture-resistant tyres and a satellite phone.
Well, it's probably nice and cool under there, though, all that
quite
armour.
Likely, but it just decided that's it, overcome by, it shows you how stubborn cats are.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long he was actually stuck there for while he was visiting the Prime Minister.
To get out of under the car. Did they not just go, shoo?
Well, I don't know.
Do they all just stand there and watch it? A cat will be there for hours. Be like, go on, kitty, shoo,
see,
shoo,
where
shoo.
Were you?
When they're all standing there, well, I don't know, we're stumped now, aren't we? We're stuck here for good.
Grinds to heart. Where's Nikki when you need her?
Shoo.
That's another T-shirt, I think. Where's Nikki when you need her?
There you go.
And today is also World Environment Day. The message this year is think, eat, save. So thinking...
Eat.
Yeah, thinking about the way you eat particularly.
Oh, okay.
In terms of like recycling, well, not recycling what you eat, but... No.
Gross.
No, no. You know what I mean? But
some
just
interesting dishes.
Think carefully about what you throw out, I guess.
Yeah, that's
I had a look at thinkeatsave.org and there is a chocolate avocado mousse recipe that could be fun.
Wow, that would be moist. Sorry.
Yeah. It's too early for that kind of work. The 21-year-old American woman's broken the Guinness World Record when she became the youngest person to visit all 196 sovereign nations in the world.
21, you say?
21. She took over from the previous record holder who was 24.
But I feel like she's been there, but has she seen anything?
Has she been there?
You know, you've been there, but have you been there?
But I say, look, hats off
to her
for having a go, Lexi Alford. Hardest part, she says, is proving it. Proving I've been to all these places. I have to get signed witness statements in each country I go to, plane tickets and stamps and accommodation receipts and all that. But surely that's not the hardest part. Surely trying to reclaim all of your lost luggage, that's the hardest point.
I was going to say, fund it all. Who paid for it?
That needing the plane food. I think there's a lot of things tougher than actually just doing it.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your entertainment wizard, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A new teaser for the Disney live-action remake of The Lion King gives us the first glimpse of Beyoncé as Nala.
Simba, you have to take your place as king.
We're here.
The backup has arrived.
How awesome is that? That
Love
is
it.
Seth Rogen as Pumbaa at the end there as well. The Lion King hits theatres on July 19. Can't wait. Now, Rihanna has been named the richest woman in music, according to Forbes magazine.
Wow.
Despite not having released anything in about 3 years now, she holds the title of richest female musician, racking up $600 million.
Wow. Has she just not spent any money?
No. Well, she actually owns the luxury makeup and soon-to-be fashion brand Fenty, so she created that. So most of the money has come from that.
Oh, it's written in your Fenty coat. Is that the same one?
No, that's Fendi. Very similar. Who else do you think would be on the list, though? I was thinking Beyonce would be right up there.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
But we've got Madonna coming in second at $570 million. Celine Dion, $450
million. Gaga in there?
And Beyonce, $400 million. So that's the top five there.
So
top
Gaga
four.
Doesn't even crack a minch?
No, not the top five anyway. Now, speaking of Gaga, though, she has acknowledged her split from ex-fiancé Christian Carino for the first time at her Las Vegas residency show on Sunday.
So, last time I sang this song, I had a ring on my finger. Tonight will be different.
The crowds were there all the way, aren't they? Oh.
Like, oh, honey. And an explosion on the set of the new James Bond movie has injured a crew member and damaged a stage at Pinewood Studios in London. The official Twitter account for the film has said it was a controlled explosion and no one was injured, but a crew member has sustained a minor injury. So, well, that's a broken ankle from Daniel Craig now.
No one is injured, but it was a minor injury.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
He's broken his ankle and now there's an explosion. Is there going to be a train wreck of a movie or a really awesome Bond movie?
It'll go either way.
Either way.
Here's hoping it's a good thing.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.